So these life hacks are little sort of tricks and tips to do things better or maybe correctly, as we have not been doing them correctly. One of the ones that that I know is, I don't know if it's on here because I haven't read the whole list, Dan, but the Chinese food container thing.
They have a version. They have a version of it, but not the Chinese food container one.
Oh, okay. Because the Chinese food container thing, Esmeralda, you know about that one, right? You're supposed to, like, fold out the Chinese food container, and that's what you're supposed to eat it on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never done that once.
I've done it now that I know it.
Oh, yeah? Does it? Yeah?
I mean, yeah. It folds out.
What do you do? I don't
use it. Well, because most places don't even use those anymore, for the most part.
The place I order from does.
I've only gotten it for like egg rolls and stuff.
I get it for fried rice. It comes in that, and there are certain things that now they have the plastic, you know, the plastic like soup containers with the lids and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what they. But I don't, you know, I use that for the leftovers. I'm not going to take the thing apart if I'm going to use that for the leftovers, because there are always Chinese food leftovers when I order. Well, I live alone, you know. So whenever I order Chinese food, there's always leftovers, and I'm not going to, like, you know, dirty up a Tupperware container when I have the container that it came, it was delivered in. So, but I've never, so do you do that every time now? You said you don't get them very often.
Yeah, only for, like, egg rolls and stuff, but yeah. It works out, because if I order something from here, I usually don't have plates and stuff. And then
When you're here and you order. Oh, I see. Okay. Wait a minute. What place delivers that late?
Oh, there's a couple.
There's a couple of Chinese places that deliver that late?
Yeah.
Come on now. Where?
In Chinatown.
Oh, man.
They deliver to here.
Okay. Why didn't I know this, Dan? Nothing I like more
than...
You're
not
like,
hungry enough.
No, that's the thing. I eat before... Actually, I do eat before I come down to work. And then I usually have a snack while I'm here. But, you know... I might not do that if I knew that I could get Chinese food delivered.
Well, they're open till like, one's, I think, midnight.
Oh, well, that's not going to work.
And then the other one's maybe 2.
Oh, well, that might work.
I think.
That one might work. I don't know. All right. Well, so that was one of the things. Now, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about here, Esmeralda. Little tricks, little hacks. Like, how about this one? Here's your life hack for crossing out words.
Like on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of crossing words out with lines, cross them out with letters so that they won't be legible. So if you don't want somebody to read something, just put letters over it as opposed to putting a line through it.
Okay. That seems a bit much.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do... Whenever I cross out a word or something, when I write something down, I usually put... I put a circular motion all over it.
I mean, if you really don't want to read it, just rewrite the thing.
Yeah. So so that's the first one. How about this one? Organizing your spray bottles. How do you store your spray bottles, Esmeralda?
In a cabinet?
Yeah. Mine are under the kitchen sink. Like the cleaning spray, or under the bathroom sink, because the bathroom spray bottles are underneath the bathroom sink. But they say, you know, in order to save space, use a clothing rod and hang your spray bottles, and you will save space for all that other stuff you put under your in the cabinet. So you might have more room.
Yeah, I've seen that. You usually use one of those tension rods.
Right, exactly. The tension rod things. And you can hang them and then organize them, and then it'll give you more space. You know, because, you know, who knows when you're going to end up with a couple of buckets of Quick and Bright under your...
Right? Where else are you going to put it?
Got to make room for the big buckets of Quick and Bright that you ordered while you were drunk.
And then when you want to use it, because remember, I think you would dilute it, right?
Yes.
In the water?
Yeah.
So then you have the spray bottles of Quick and Bright.
That's
and
right.
The tubs.
Exactly. And if it's a bad stain, you scoop out a bunch of the Quick and Bright, put it right on the stain, and scrub it in.
Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't go away.
I think it's so hilarious that you and I ordered that. I really think that is hysterical. Well, you know, obviously, years ago, we didn't know each other, and we ordered that item. That's not saying, would Esmeralda buy that? Yeah, and so would Nick.
Yep.
All right, how about this one? Keeping manuals. Now, I got to say, I am guilty of throwing these things out. It says, whenever you buy a product, go to the manufacturer's site, upload the digital version of the manual on your computer, and you'll never have to make paper copies again. That's good advice.
Hmm. I keep mine. I have a big
plastic
file.
Bag. Yeah.
I have a big plastic file bin
mm-hmm.
that I use for all my stuff.
Yeah.
Life matters and things, and I have a section for manuals.
You have a section for what are the other life matter things?
You know, like birth certificate, passport.
That kind of stuff?
Medical records, all that kind of.
Yeah.
Bank statements, all that kind of
Tax
stuff.
Records.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a drawer. I don't really have them in a container.
Well, see, it's easy because it's in a container, and then I can just
right.
pick it up and take it wherever I need to go or whatever. Yeah.
Now, Dan, what about you? Are you good at keeping manuals and stuff like that? Are you organized? Is Eileen organized as well?
You know, it's pretty funny because there's more and more places like that don't come with the manual now because of that. They'll say go to the website because, like, I know, like, on my aunt's car, Esmeralda, is it okay if I tell the story about that time I had a jump?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
V's car wouldn't start. He had come to pick up Esmeralda one time.
And it was really cold out, too, if I remember, right?
Yeah, rainy.
Or rainy. Yeah, it was rainy, right.
And so she asked me for a jump, and I had borrowed my Aunt Mary's car.
That's right.
And I couldn't find anything, like, in order to get the hood open. Like, I kept moving the steering wheel, and I kept looking for the manual, and it didn't have a manual. It just had, like, a disc that you would put into a computer that would allow you to figure out how to do things. So we spent an extra 15 minutes yeah. out there trying to finally get the hood open, and it all worked out. But, like fewer and fewer companies are even putting them in there.
So not even the glove box? They're not in the glove compartment?
Not in this vehicle.
No. Do you say glove compartment or glove box?
I say glove box.
Yeah. What about you, Esmeralda?
Glove compartment?
I say compartment. Why did I just Maybe? Say glove? Why did I say box? I don't know. So, I mean, was it a newer? It was a newer car, right? It was like a really newer model.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with like a couple years old.
Yeah,
and
like
there
if
was
you,
a CD
right.
that you had to watch.
Right.
That seems a bit inconvenient because usually you need that manual when something's going on and you're not near a
right, right, exactly. You only use the manual in a case of emergency, and right. it's like, well, like,
and there's a DVD player in the car.
There is a DVD player in the
oh,
car,
okay.
but like I couldn't even get that to access, you know, like
God, that's terrible, man. Yeah. all right, now this one, can we try the untying a knot? Can someone tie a knot? Here's what they say about untying a knot. The trick to untying a knot is to twist the loose end as much as you can and push it through the knot. Does anybody have a string or something we can tie a knot in? I could.
Are you wearing shoes with laces?
Yeah.
I don't.
How about that? I happen to have shoelaces.
Well, I mean, I don't have shoelaces, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll do that right now with my chucks. All right, so let's see what happens. It says, tie a knot. Oh, you know what would really suck if I can't get the knot out? Okay, tie a knot. All right, I'm going to tie a knot.
Now, is there, like, standard knots?
All right, there's the knot.
Yeah, is it like a Boy Scout knot?
I don't know.
Right, will they work on all knots?
First of all, this is going to take forever because my laces are about 5 feet long.
Well, just tie one at the end of it.
I am. That's what I'm doing. All right, so I'm twisting it. And, oh, man, this is going to end up on Friday.
Yep.
Okay. And push it through. Yeah, this is not working.
Oh, boy. Maybe you knotted it wrong.
Well, I'm not going to knot it knot again. Wait a second. All right. Yeah, it didn't work. So I had to, like, do it the old-fashioned way, like, dig at it and, you know.
Hmm.
So that didn't work. Maybe these laces are, because these are kind of weird, these laces. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's a specific rope? Material?
Well, how is that a life hack? You have to have this specific rope in order for this hack to work.
I don't know, because what if you had thread? You can't.
Oh, you can't do that with thread.
Yeah, you can't do it with thread.
This is a bunch of bull. All right, we have to take a break, and I have to tie my shoes. So, do you guys have any little tricks, any life hacks like this kind of stuff? You know, putting a clothing rod to hang your spray bottles and all that cool stuff, and untying a knot. Do you guys know how to untie a knot? I need help with that right now. All right, we'll take a break, And we'll be back after this. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. That's one artist, two songs. Get your requests in now. Play them later. 312-981-7200. 405, Pick and Pink with Perfect. I think Pink rules. I think she's awesome. Always have. Okay, so we're talking about these little tricks, these little life hacks to make your life easier or correct things that we might have been doing wrong. Before the break, they said that the trick to untying a knot is to twist the loose end as much as you can and push it through the knot. And I tried that with the shoelaces that are on my chucks right now, and it really didn't work. So I believe Glenn has a comment on this. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
I have not met a knot I haven't been able to untie using that method.
Okay.
You know, now you have to have patience.
Okay. All right.
But if you twist it and you twist it tight and then push it, you know, little by little, it will work its way loose.
So you that's a method that you use and it works for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I used to use a fork.
Yeah.
But you might end up poking yourself in the finger that way.
Yeah.
But the twisting, the end, yeah, you have to have patience.
Okay. All right. So there, Glenn testifies that it does indeed work, but you got to have patience.
Yes, sir.
All right, Glenn, I appreciate it. Have a great morning.
You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
A texter from the 630 area code said it works especially well for plastic bags from the grocery store.
Oh, sure. Speaking of Chinese, the people that the Chinese place that I order from by my apartment always puts the stuff in a plastic bag and ties the hell out of it in a knot, and I end up cutting it. And I end up I get the scissors out of the drawer and I cut it. I'll have to try that the next time. Now I can have more adventures with my Chinese food. Open up the leftover tray as my food plate. And then get the food out by twisting the plastic bags into an uniformed unknot. No idea what that last sentence meant. I just made it all up. All right, how about this? Filling a container with water. If you have a container that can't fit into your sink, carefully position a dustpan in a way that it will funnel the water into the container below. I've seen this before. You ever try this, Esmeralda?
I haven't tried it. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I've never tried it either.
Yeah, I just go to the bathtub.
I just go to the tub. Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. It just seems to me like, you know, a dustpan. I mean, you can clean off your dustpan, but there's still going to be residue dust on there.
I'm just worried that the dustpan will fly out.
Yeah, and water goes everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just go into the sink. Dan, have you ever done the dustpan filling water bit?
No, I can't say that I have.
It looks cool, though. I've seen it online. I'm like, hey, that's kind of a neat idea. I'm not going to do it because that's my bathroom sink is literally a foot away from my tub. So I would say pull the curtain back, put the bucket in the tub, fill it up. All right. How about keeping cords untangled? How about this one, Esmeralda? Make sure your headphone and your charger cords, etc., don't get tangled up by using bread ties to keep them in place.
That I have seen. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
And you can tell which one's which if you have different colored ones or
right.
Whatever.
I've got I don't use them very. I have one of my kitchen drawers has a bunch of bread ties in it. I don't really know why. Because we used to save them when I was growing up, and we used them for things around the house, I guess.
I use the metal ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the ones that the twisty ones.
Oh, I think they're talking about the little clips. They look like tags.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you can use both in that case. You know what I mean?
But the tags would be much neater.
I guess. I don't know. But, yeah. So, there you go. Try to keep your cords untangled. Untangled Cords. That was a band I was in with Cochran. I don't know if you knew that or not.
What did you guys play again? It was all covers, right?
It was all Loggins and Messina. Why the hell did those guys pop into my head?
How did this not last?
Because you're secretly a Yacht Rock lover.
And by the way, I was Messina and Cochran was Loggins.
I would not have guessed that.
No, and Loggins, you know, we used to have a section of the show where I would leave and he would play Footloose and I'm All Right and Danger Zone. It would just be Cochran out there doing that. All right.
Did he wear a wig?
Yeah, and he had a fake beard. Well, he can grow a beard.
I was going to say.
It's not
as nice as Vic's, but
nobody can grow a beard. But I got to tell you, Kenny Loggins is a pretty impressive beard. During the heyday in the 70s and 80s, he had a pretty impressive beard. I interviewed Log. He came in. I interviewed Kevin Loggins. I called him by his wrong name too.
Did he get mad when you told him about your cover band?
I said Kevin Loggins, and that didn't endear myself to him.
I thought it was his brother. We have Kenny Loggins' brother here.
Kevin Loggins. Yeah, we couldn't get Kenny, but we got his brother Kevin. He sweeps up after the shows. All right, we have to break. We got the news coming up next, and then more helpful tricks and tips and life hacks. 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. One artist, two songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. Alan in North Carolina requesting The Beatles with Oh Darling. There you go. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We've been talking about these little tricks, these little life hacks, these things that maybe we've been doing wrong for our whole lives, and now we have these little hacks to tell us better ways to do it. If you have any of those that you use, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Esmeralda and I will play another edition of the Celebrity Name Game coming up later on as well. And you can play along at home. All right. Okay. Let's see. How about this one, Esmeralda? You were just on a little trip. A little life hack for packing clothes.
Oh.
Roll up your clothes when packing. It'll take up much less space.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Do you?
When I went to Dublin in Iceland, that really helped because I didn't have I had what was considered a personal bag.
Ah.
So I didn't have to pay for the luggage fees.
Yeah, to have your bags checked.
No, they would charge you for a carry-on.
They'd charge you for a carry-on? Oh, yeah. God. That's unbelievable.
But my bag was a personal bag, so it was free.
What's the difference? What's a personal bag?
It's just smaller.
Okay.
But it was a backpack. It was just smaller.
But you just rolled up your clothes and it worked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't travel enough to know whether this works or not. But I think if I remember correctly, we did roll up our clothes when we went to Dublin. Because we were, you know, we were there for like 15, 16 days. So we brought a lot of clothes with us. So, yeah. How about this one? Tacking on keys. Use a staple remover to keep your key ring open while you're adding keys to your key ring. That's not a bad idea.
No, not at all. I've ruined many a nail.
Trying to keep the key ring open?
Yeah.
I usually just, if I'm putting on more than one key, or even one key, I will take a key that's already on there, slide it over, lift up the thing, and then have the key hold up the metal part. You know what I mean? Slide the key out and then push it halfway in so that it holds the metal part out as you add more keys.
Hmm.
So I don't need the staple remover. I actually just use the keys that are already on the key ring. So, for all you janitors out there, do you know people who walk around with, Dan, do you know anybody who walks around with like 45 pounds of keys?
I can't say that I do.
No?
I used to walk around with 45 pounds of keychains.
Oh, okay. So you
had probably more keychains than I had keys.
Yeah, that's how my mom is. My mom's got like 15 keychains on.
Well, because what else are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
You got to put them on your keys.
Put them on your keys. So we have more knot suggestions. Boy, the knot thing really has taken off this morning, Dan.
Not talk here.
Not talk. That's right. Not talk on 720. But not talk.
We have a lot of sailor listeners.
That's exactly right. Boy Scouts and sailors are listening right now. Cindy, you have a suggestion.
Yeah, when you tie your shoe initially, you wrap one lace around the other, pull it, and make your bow.
Right.
If you will wrap it around two or three times and pull it, it holds the shoe tighter before you make your bow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have one other sort of crazy old lady thing.
Crazy old lady thing. All right.
Yeah. Those red onion bags, you know, red mesh onion bags.
Yeah.
You save a couple of them, and you open them up, and there it's a long strip. You cut it into sections about maybe 3 inches wide, and then you stack them sort of around each other and on each other to make sort of a circle. Then you pin it in the center. You cut into it partially with scissors, like you're cutting into a pie or a cake or something.
Uh-huh.
And you fluff it up. It makes sort of a silly scrunchie, you know, like those bath things.
Yeah.
And you put that on your shower floor. All those little edges hold all the hair and lint and stuff that would normally go down the drain.
Oh, so a little filter for your drain.
Yeah. And when it gets old, you throw it away, and it doesn't cost anything.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Thank
good
you,
show,
Cindy.
Nick. Good show.
Thank
Have
you, buddy.
Good, one.
Good
Bye.
One. Crazy old lady suggestions. And not talk! I have one of those drain things that you stick it. It's like a, you know, a what do you call it? It's a drain thing. What do you call them, Dan?
Hair catcher?
Yeah, hair catcher, whatever it is. It's a little thing that fits into the drain, and it's like a mini colander. It's like a teeny colander for your...
Yeah, I had to get one, but because I have a different...
size? Drain?
Yeah, the drain, it's
doesn't
not
fit.
The kind.
Yeah. See, that's what you do, is you flip it over. It might not fit into the drain, but you can flip it over, and it serves the same purpose.
Yeah, but it looks dumb.
Who cares what it looks like?
I like it because it goes right into the. I've had to pull out the actual thing that closes the tub.
Yeah, like to take the thing that would, if you were going to take a bath, you would lower this thing,
right?
The metal thing.
I've yanked it out completely.
That's exactly what I've done. That's exactly.
Picture will sit in the drain.
Yeah, I have the same kind of tub that you do, and I took that out, and I have the little drain thing, the little colander, but I have it upside down. Because I don't care what it looks like.
Well, mine's plastic, and I think it wasn't sitting all the way in.
Okay.
Because I have too much hair.
Well, my hair is getting longer now, and so, you know, I try to get a haircut once a year. I try to get it because many reasons. One, I'm lazy. Two, I don't care what I look like. Three, I'm cheap. And four, I wait till the last minute to get a haircut. And it's usually, and you know when it usually happens, Esmeralda? When I have issues with my drain and then my shower, then I go, okay, I got to get a haircut. I clearly have to get a haircut.
You should get yourself a Flobee.
Get a Flobee, yeah. All right, cut my own hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll look good.
Oh, you just said you don't care what you look
like. I don't
care.
I wear baseball hats all the time anytime.
There you go.
Anyway, you know.
Flobee it is.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. Did we ever do the Flobee on when Esmeralda buy that, Dan?
No, I don't think we did.
We never did the Flobee.
No. I'll tell you now, no.
You wouldn't buy the Flobee?
No, I'm not going to buy a Flobee.
You don't want to cut your hair with a vacuum cleaner?
I'm good.
All right.
I don't even think you can do women's hair if it's long.
I'm pretty sure that there has to be...
I don't think they ever showed women. I think it was always men.
No, there had to be some ladies with the Flobee. Didn't they have the female Flobee?
God, I was going to buy one, but it's $130.
It's $130 for a Flobee?
For a float? Really?
Good Lord.
I mean, this seems like the industrial, like...
the industrial strength, what, for Gabe Kaplan hair? What are we talking about here?
Can cut short as a half inch, long as 6 inches. Let's see.
Oh, wait, are you looking at the one with the super mini vac?
What?
Because I think you can get a regular
regular Flobe
system,
and then
for
the
80.
The super mini vac.
This includes the Flobe head with hose, a 120 volt transformer, 10 spacers for desired hair length, bottle of lubricant, universal vacuum hose adapter.
Wait.
I'm sure that's for the gears and things.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All right.
Universal vacuum hose adapter, a user's guide. That comes with a manual.
Save it. Make sure you save it. Download it, save it, and keep it in your car.
Are you looking at the same website? That's like it's from 1996.
I couldn't tell if that was legit, so I went to Amazon. But
if this is legit,
this is the worst made website I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it is the comparative of a Flobe. Like, the website looks like what a Flobe is,
right?
In terms of technology, design.
Okay.
It's been a while since Rick Hunts has updated the website.
Okay. Why doesn't he get Vince Offer to advertise the Flobe? You're going to like my nuts!
Because Vince probably gets a haircut with a hairstylist.
Yeah, he probably does. God, I don't know how they cut around that thing he wears, that microphone thing he wears on his head. I think they have a very difficult time trying to cut around that thing that Vince Offer always wears. All right. Now, I believe we talked about this one before, Esmeralda. This is a life hack that I think we mentioned before. Removing trash bags. It says, drill holes in a trash can to prevent suction issues from pulling out and inserting a trash bag.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No,
because... I saw one where you put a tube. You tape a tube to the garbage can.
Oh, I see. So there's air.
Mm-hmm.
There's an air tube. Oh, that makes more sense, I think, than... drilling holes in a garbage can, because what if your garbage can, what if the garbage bag splits?
Well, you got to get good garbage bags.
I know, but I'm saying there is a possibility that a garbage bag may split as you're pulling the thing out, and then not only do you have a gunk in the can, but it'll go through the holes and into wherever you keep your garbage can, onto the floor.
Yeah, I don't know how the bottom of the garbage cans get so dirty. Like, inside. Ours are always just...
Yeah, I know, it's so weird. I know, because you put a garbage bag in there. It's not like
this darn bag is doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you clean out your garbage bag, get your dustpan, Esmeralda.
I just throw it in the tide. I put the shower on. I give the garbage can a shower.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I do, too.
I don't have a broom. I just use a Flobe.
Hey, don't they have a pet Flobe? Well, you can cut your pet's hair with a flat. You should get one for Smokey, Esmeralda.
No, she's very frightened of the vacuum.
Oh, okay. Yes, most cats are. Yes, that's not gonna. You know what? I just thought about that. It's not gonna work.
That's why I kind of. This is a really mean wish, but I kind of wish she was deaf. Because then you could do it. Have you ever seen those videos? There's so many videos of like deaf dogs and cats, and they love it. They just roll around, because they can't hear it.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
There you go. All right. Esmeralda wishes her cat was deaf, everybody. There you go.
I mean, it would be a plus for her. She'd get a nice vacuum massage.
All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic. Hey, welcome. Now, back. It's Nick DiGilio here, and we are talking about cheats and little life hacks that can help you out. How about this one? When you're making sandwiches, cut round sandwich fillings in half to make sure that they cover the whole surface of the bread. So cut them in half, and then you can flip them over, and it covers the whole surface of the bread. That seems unnecessary to me.
Well, you know, if you want a bite of sandwich meat in every bite.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Just like the slice of ketchup, make sure you get something every time.
Sliced ketchup. I don't know, Dan. I gotta tell you, I'm still a little leery.
It's fine, man. You live in your world where you have occasional bites of just bread or hamburger without ketchup, man. That's fine. I prefer to live in a world where I enjoy every bite.
Wow. But you also live in a world where you don't put butter on your toast, so that's a weird world.
Somebody texted in shortly thereafter, said, how do you eat pancakes? And the answer is syrup. Like,
no butter?
Yeah, but and butter.
No.
Syrup and butter, man.
No, too much.
Oh, man! Wow. And you got to make sure the syrup's not warm, right, Dan? Then you're not going to eat that either.
Yeah. Do you heat up syrup?
Hell yes.
Really?
Yeah. Some bottles, I remember, they were made for microwaves.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, you've never had... Well, I know you don't like warm liquids, so that might not be a good thing for you. You've never had heated maple syrup on your pancakes?
I've never had heated maple syrup on my pancakes.
Esmeralda, he doesn't know what he's missing.
I mean, he doesn't eat butter on his pancakes either, so I'm not even going to...
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the way to go. I'm telling you.
I've never seen it even as an option at, like, a restaurant. You figure they would... I mean, you just get that little...
Well,
it's probably difficult for them.
Well, at Walker Brothers, they do it. I can tell you that much. You guys ever go to Walker Brothers?
No.
I have no idea what that is, yeah.
Is it? I hope it's... There were at least three of them in the area. One in, I want to say, Evanston or Skokie, and one, like, in Vernon Hills. It's the best breakfast place, for me, the best breakfast place I've ever been in my life.
It looks like there are places in Lincolnshire and Schaumburg.
That's it. Schaumburg, Lincolnshire, and I thought there was one in Evanston, too, or Skokie. Seriously, you guys, it's the best breakfast place I've ever been to. And they heat up there. You get heated maple syrup there. I mean, the food is amazing. The pancakes are unbelievable. All the food is crazy good. Yeah, that's kind of a legendary place. I'm surprised you've never heard of it. Yeah, you should make a trek out there, man. And Dan, that should be your first time trying the heated maple syrup. By the way, Esmeralda, you were just on TV singing.
Man! Everyone else gets to see it.
Yeah, you and V singing away. Yeah, so Walker Brothers, man. I'm telling you, you're going to, Esmeralda, you'll thank me for telling you about this place.
I'll have to tell V, because he's from Arlington Heights.
Oh, I bet he's gone. I bet he's gone. He, you know. Yeah, no, Walker Brothers. I mean, I'll tell you right now, Dan, you're going to start getting texts from people talking about how great Walker Brothers is, because the place rules. the place absolutely rules. You want to get the best breakfast anywhere, you go to Walker Brothers. It's the best. All right. How about this one, Esmeralda? Heating up food. Place one bowl on top of a cup to make sure both bowls can fit in the microwave at the same time. What?
Yeah, because then you have one higher and one lower.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I don't have that issue. I have one of those racks in there.
Do you?
It's so annoying. I always have to take it out.
Yeah.
Because I can't move it up or down. And it's in a very, it's like right straight in the middle.
I used to have, I had a microwave like that too, where I was constantly taking it out. Constantly taking the rack out of there. Now, do you have a turntable in yours?
No.
Okay. I do have the turntable in mine and no rack. So. Here's the one, Dan, that you were referring to, since they didn't have the Chinese food containers in here. Using sauce cups. You know this one, right, Esmeralda? Spread the rims of those white little sauce cups so that you can dip your burger in the ketchup and even more ketchup. You can add even more ketchup to the cup. So instead of, like, filling the little cup up, you spread those little things out, the rims, and then you have more surface area for your ketchup. And that way, you know, you can actually, you know, instead of, like, dipping a centimeter of the French fry into the little teeny cup, you can, you know, slap the fry sideways and get most of it coated in the plastic ketchup that Dan's going to eat. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to get a slice of ketchup, Dan, and just put a bunch of hot fries on it and wait?
Yes. Yes.
You could wrap them.
Yeah, wrap the fries in the ketchup. And
you know, that's an interesting idea, right?
And fry bites.
Wrap them, put them back into, like, the container, give it a few minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Not talk! All right, we have to take a break. We've got some more of these life hacks that we're going to try out here and see if you guys have any. If any fans of Walker Brothers, you gotta tell everybody about it. So, all right, we'll take a break. And the news is next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Two for Tuesday.
Yeah!
You can 312-981-7200. Javon in Dallas picked, is it her or H-E-R?
I believe it goes both ways, but H-E-R technically.
Okay, with the song 2. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in here. We are going to have another round after the 4:30 news, Esmeralda, and I will have another classic round of celebrity name game. That'll be coming up as well. Right now, though, we are talking about some life hacks and little tricks that will help you make your life easier and do some things that we've been doing wrong. Like, for instance, Esmeralda, do you know how to make it much easier in the world when you're eating Cheetos?
Oh, yeah, chopsticks.
Chopsticks. So that way you don't get the powder all over your fingers.
But then, for the most part, most people have to learn to use chopsticks.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't mind the staining on my fingers. I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's like an after treat.
It is. I dated a girl who would eat Cheetos and like wait until she would, you know, until they were caked, like the powder was caked on her fingers, and she'd just go and scrape it off with her.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
It's like the fries at the bottom of the bag.
It was really interesting to watch her do that, and it was so funny. It's just very weird because she didn't seem like the kind of, you know, she was like really. Very neat, you know what I mean? And then just to see her with like 6 pounds of this stuff on her fingers, just scraping it off into her mouth. It was pretty interesting to watch. So chopsticks, everybody. How about this? Eating popcorn from a bag. Rip the bag strategically on its side instead of the top. Then you no longer have to dip your hand into the bag, get all that butter on your hands and stuff. Or just pour it into a bowl. You can do that. Separating egg yolks. Now, I've never tried this, Esmeralda. Have you tried this with the bottle to suck up the egg yolk?
No. I'm perfectly fine using...
The shells.
Using hands or shells.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but I think it's cool, though. I've seen the videos of it, and I'm like...
It does, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, maybe if I had to do a lot of eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, I just do the shells back and forth. You know what I mean? That's how I separate them. Using butter in recipes. Did you know that you can use avocado instead of butter in your recipes?
I have seen that.
Yeah. Dan, that would make you happier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it makes me very happy. I don't think it'd work on pancakes, but otherwise.
No, it would not work.
Probably, well, not on top, but probably making them, you could use avocado.
In the batter?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you can use avocado in anything. Meatloaf, whatever. By the way, we're all breathing wrong. Did you know that? The proper way to breathe is from your abdomen, not your chest. Breathing from your chest area results in shallow breaths and less oxygen intake. So everybody start breathing from your abdomen instead. Esmeralda, you enjoy a good iced coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever freezed coffee into ice cubes? So that it won't be diluted by regular ice?
No, but I do like that idea.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. that's what, you ever do that with pesto?
I don't. I usually
use it all up?
I'll use it all up.
Yeah. We've done it before in the past. It works.
Yeah, you can do it with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You can freeze them in oil.
No, we've done that too. My ex and I we had a lot of stuff in the freezer that was not ice. So, let's see a couple more of these. Cutting cake. Oh, we should have done this last Friday, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I cut that cake all funky.
Well, if we had dental floss, we would have been able to cut it perfectly. You will have clean cuts in your cake if you use dental floss.
And if it's mint, there would have been a mint Oreo cake.
Oh, you mean mint-flavored dental floss.
Right.
Right, okay. Now, don't use waxed dental floss. Does anybody use wax dental floss, Dan? Do you use wax dental floss?
I believe I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, Eileen buys it and I just use it, but...
All right.
What's the... I mean, is it bad?
No, I just don't... I mean, it seems weird to me. I don't... I was just use... I use regular or flavored dental floss, but the way... I don't know why I think wax dental floss is weird. Maybe it's better for you. I don't know. I don't know. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready for some terms, some food terms we should never use ever again?
You let me know. I don't know what to say.
Okay, here we go. you should never use blank lover. Are you a quote-unquote chocolate lover, or do you just like chocolate? Perhaps you're a coffee lover. The word lover is a skeevy word to begin with, and it certainly does not need to be applied to food.
Yeah, it is. Ugh.
Yeah, man. I'm a coffee lover. Lover. That reminds me of the Will Ferrell, Rachel Dratch. You know those sketches, Esmeralda?
Yeah, they hit it right on the head with that. Ugh.
Lover. Those sketches were hilarious. You know that, Esmeralda, that that character that Will Ferrell plays in it is based on one of Rachel Dratch's teachers at Columbia.
Oh gosh.
that was like a real real teacher. My lover. And we're like, oh, please. All right. Blank, another term that should not be used, blank to perfection, like cooked to perfection, seared to perfection, slow roasted to perfection. It's all the same and it's all meaningless. If something is slow roasted, you just say it's slow roasted. If it's cooked to perfection, then that's the point. But if it's cooked the way it should be cooked, you're just a chef doing your job. That's a good point. Oh, it's cooked to perfection. Love
it. Kind of be downers, though. to me, when you say that, it's a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe when they're talking about the person who cooked it and says it's seared to perfection, or they're describing it like at the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Like
and
maybe
then you yell at them and go, yeah, that's your job.
Exactly. But then you taste it and go, hey, you know what? This is seared to perfection. I got to say.
You are right.
You were absolutely right. Here's a word, delish. Well, that's a Rachel Ray.
Ugh.
We thank Rachel Ray for this one. If something is delicious, say it's delicious. Even better, use a more specific adjective and don't make it cutesy. Rachel Ray drives me nuts, man.
You going to have a Sammy?
Sammy. EVOO! EVOO! Garbage bowl! Garbage bowl! Shut up. I used to watch her show just to get angry.
Like, you do that a lot.
Her cooking show. Because I watched, when Food Network was actually, do you remember the time, Esmeralda, when Food Network wasn't just competitions and it was actual cooking shows?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like that during the day when I'm asleep. You know what I mean? They actually have like real cooking shows with chefs cooking things and you watching them and learning. You know what I mean? And now it's all like, can you bake a cake for a kid in 4 minutes? You know, that's it. Here's Alton Brown to act like a jerk. I used to love, what the hell was the name of his
Good
show?
Eats.
Good Eats. I used to love that show.
He's actually, they're bringing it back.
Are they? Is he the host?
I think so.
Because I love Good Eats. I think it's a great show, and I loved Alton Brown. But then when he started hosting all these other shows, the Iron Chef show, he's a jerk. Really, seriously, man. Like a completely unlikable, obnoxious jerk.
Not
what? Was that Alton Brown coming in to bust my face open?
Yes. Also looking for more information about Good Eats.
Oh, okay. Good Eats.
I only know they're doing the reboot because he posted on his Facebook they were looking, they had an opening for something.
Like for the production?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. No, I think Good Eats is a great show. But anyway, I used to watch, I used to watch Food Network constantly. It was on, like, I had it on constantly when it was about making food, you know? I still watch some of the competitions. Like, I watch Worst Cooks in America. I think that show's hilarious. I especially enjoy the Celebrity Edition. By the way, Esmeralda, the next Celebrity Edition of Worst Cooks in America, well, you know who one of the cooks is?
Who's that?
Maria Bamford. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
And they're not good cooks?
No, they come in and they're terrible. And then they're terrible cooks. They start out as terrible cooks, and then they have challenges every week. And they're on either Ann Burrell's team or Tyler Florence's team. So that's their teacher.
So Maria Bamford can't cook?
She can't cook. That's going to be magnificent. I love Maria Bamford. And to watch her screw things up in a kitchen and burn stuff and knock things over, that's going to be hilarious. Man, I think it's I can't remember who else. Dan, can you look that up, the latest of celebrity worst cooks in America? Cuz I know Bamford's on there, and that was just enough for me. I was going to watch it anyway. And then I think the coaches, cuz the coaches on the regular Worst Cooks in America, the non-celebrity edition, Esmeralda, it's Tyler Florence and Ann Burrell. Who I both like. I like both very much. I especially like Ann Burrell. I love Ann Burrell. Do you like Ann Burrell, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
I think she's awesome. And I like her hair. So, all right, we have to break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back and talk more food terms that you should never use again. And then a little bit later on, we will have some celebrity name game for you. Welcome back. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, dude, the Tuesday is two of it. 312-981-7200. Javon in Dallas with her or H-E-R, and that's you. Okay, so Esmeralda, here are some of the other celebrities that are going to be on Celebrity's Worst Cook in America. So they all, Dan, how it works is the celebrities come in, they cook their what most people consider to be their worst meal. They cook it for them, or maybe like the only thing they know how to cook. So like their signature dish, and it's usually awful, obviously. I mean, seriously, the people that they have on, Esmeralda, you wouldn't believe how horrible, like, what they do. It's just, it's unbelievable. And then what the idea is, each week they improve. They are given, you know, skills tests and challenges. Each week they improve, and if they don't improve, they get booted until there's one final cook who's not the worst cook in America anymore. So the celebrity edition is, you've got Maria Bamford, Catherine Bach from Dukes of Hazzard. Nolan Gould. Who's Nolan Gould? Does anybody know who that is? Dan, do you know who that is?
I do not. I'm searching now.
Nolan, I don't know who, do you know who Nolan Gould is?
He is one of the kids from Modern Family.
Oh, okay. All right, so Nolan Gould. LaToya Jackson, Esmeralda, is another one.
Jeez.
Oscar Nunez. Oh my God, Bronson Pinchot. Yeah! Balky. And Ian Ziering from the Sharknado movies now. But he was on 90210. Or is that right? 90210? Okay. Because I always think I'm going to say the name of the Yes album. 90215? 90125? Yeah, 90125, I think, is the name of the Yes album with Owner of a Lonely Heart. So anyway, that's the list of... That's the fantastic A-list celebrities. Well, I think Maria Bamford is actually kind of an A-list celebrity, in my opinion. You know? So you get to watch them really screw things up, and the funniest stuff, Esmeralda, is when Tyler Florence and Ann Burrell have to taste the food. That's the best stuff ever. I can't tell you the number of times they've spit stuff out and just went, this is the most worst thing. Or like they're served undercooked chicken and they're like, are you trying to kill me? What do you are you really seriously trying to kill me right now? Because I can't eat this. You know, and they do that horrible stuff in the kitchen, like they're, because they watch them in the kitchen while they're preparing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they do stuff like, you know, like take raw chicken and put it on the cutting board and then put their knife on it and then bring vegetables and not rinse the cutting board off. And then that just drives Tyler Florence and Ann Burrell nuts. You can't do that. They just go completely nuts. I don't know how many stovetops have been set on fire. How many things have been burnt? Fire alarms and smoke alarms going off. The show rules. So I'm rooting for Maria Bamford. Does it say when it starts? Dan, because I got to get my DVR all warmed up and ready.
Sunday, April 15th.
Oh, this Sunday. Yeah. Boy, I have a lot to watch now on Monday mornings when I get home from work. Because there's Ash versus Evil Dead. There's Barry with Bill Hader, which, by the way, is great and gets better every week. There is Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And now I've got the celebrity I Can't Cook. All right, here's a couple more, Esmeralda, of terms that we don't want to hear. People don't want to hear flavor profile anymore. Don't want to hear that. Foodie. Hey, are you a foodie, Esmeralda?
Ugh. Yeah, it's turned into quite a dirty word.
It has. At first, it was kind of it was like, oh, that's kind of charming. You're into food. You're a foodie. And here's the word that everybody, that most people hate, moist. I don't hate that word. I mean, how else are you going to describe a lovely cake? Right?
Good.
And moist.
Delicious.
And moist.
Blah.
Plant-based. Is it vegetarian or vegan? Then just say it's vegetarian or vegan. Plant-based. And then back to, we can blame Rachel Ray for this. They have Sammy on the list, but they also have Sando. What, I've never heard that before in my life. Describing a sandwich as a say, hey, man, let's go get a Sando. Have you ever heard that, Esmeralda?
No. And I would walk away immediately. Someone
hey,
said that to
wanna
me.
Want to go get a Sando?
Nope. And then I walk away.
Dan, have you ever heard Sando?
I have not.
That was the character that Billy Dee Williams played in Empire Strikes Back, right? Sando? Hold on a minute now. Wait a minute. Hey, by the way, Dan, the new trailer for Solo. They have a new trailer for the Solo movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really care. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I'm not a big Ron Howard guy, but all I'm saying is Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. That's it.
I think that's anybody. Everybody's just watching for that.
No, that's the only, I mean, that's it. That they had me as soon as I heard they cast him, because I was like, ah, these Star Wars, whatever. But here's the weird thing, Dan. All of the new Star Wars movies, all of them, you know, the Star Wars story, the Rogue One, that I like them all, which is kind of astonishing. I like them a lot.
I mean, I remember the days leading up to the first episode, the first new episode.
Force Awakens
yeah. Premiering. We did an hour and 15 minutes on your displeasure with the franchise. And, like, we had people call in with fake spoilers because people were so worried about spoilers coming out.
Right. So we had outlandish fake spoilers. But then some of them were really hilarious. But then I see the movie and I'm like, oh, it was great. And Last Jedi, great. Rogue One. Rogue One, actually, of the new ones, Rogue One might be my favorite of the new ones. That's a great movie, man. And you've seen Rogue One, right?
Yes, I have.
Certainly the darkest of those. Well, Last Jedi is pretty dark, too. But, but Rogue One, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but everybody dies. So, I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, wow, everybody died. So, all right. But you knew that. If you saw the first Star Wars, you know what led up to it. You knew that was what happened. All right. Now, Dan, you have to deal with the angry texts from a movie that's 4 years old. Or what, 2 years old, right? 2015, I think, right? Yeah, 2015. So it's 3 years old, almost. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up right after this. Dan, I was listening to this album yesterday. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you.
That's funny.
That's Deep Purple because they rule. 773 area code, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, do everything. Space trucking. Deep Purple. That song also used in Ash vs. Evil Dead. So, okay. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, and we're about to get into some celebrity name game. That's when Esmeralda and I give each other clues in hopes of naming the celebrities that we are describing. Dan, our main man, will give us the cards. The first side of each card has clues that are connected by some thing. And the other side could be anything. They're not connected at all. First side, you get 45 seconds to try and get your partner to answer as many as possible. And then the second side, 75 seconds on the clock. And Dan, you will keep track of the time and the scores.
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. Okay, a few more of these texts concerning what we were talking about, food-related stuff and food words and things like that. 859 area code says, Rachel Ray is also one of the coaches on Worst Cook. She switches with Tyler. Yes, she does. Rachel Ray is indeed on the show, and I still like the show. So, Jim in Florida says, great show on Netflix is Nailed It. Regular people trying to recreate fancy cakes. The results are hilarious. I've seen that show, and it is pretty entertaining. 630 area code says, I hate when they use the word fresh. Apparently, all these cooking shows have a farm out back. Well, actually, the Food Network studio in New York, where they do all the tapings of Food Network studio, right below them on the first floor is a farmer's market. I'm not kidding. They've got like a huge farmer's market. It's like a Food Network farmer's market. So they do have fresh ingredients at the on the show.
Take that, listener.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, in case you didn't know, I mean, they do. So I watch too much of that stuff, man. 773 area code says you never have to use preheat. It's just heat the oven. I guess that's technically right. But you are preheating it before you put the food in, so I guess that's right. That's when you preheat.
Yeah, because heating, wouldn't that be the cooking?
I guess. I don't know. I think maybe both of them are right. I don't know. All right. Okay. I also think it's funny. Somebody, you know, we mentioned this a little while ago, Esmeralda. Somebody said that one of their pet peeves was when people use the word defrost your meat. Because you're not defrosting it? Because that would be frosting.
Wait.
Right?
How would that be?
Isn't that right? Isn't that what they said?
But wouldn't you
If you defrost... Oh, you're not frosting it. Wait, what was the... somebody use the word defrost. Maybe something before it.
I don't know.
I can't remember now. I'm glad I brought it up. I'm really thrilled about that. You know, I have a plaque outside right here. Because of radio, because I provide radio like this.
We've come full circle.
All right. Are we ready for some celebrity name game?
Yeah.
All right. Can we hear the thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's going to be fun. Let's start and play.
Oh, I know what it was. It was D. Thaw.
Oh, yeah.
It was D-Thaw.
Who says D-Thaw?
People do. So it was D-Thaw. So it's a complete opposite of what I was thinking. I don't know how the hell I have this job. I really don't.